Appendix C, Stability Operations Vignette. This example vignette is intended to provide commanders and staffs a broad entry point into visualizing planning considerations for the operations process in an urban stability limited contingency operation following large-scale combat against a near, peer, or regional adversary. It approaches a feasible urban operation problem from the perspective of a commander giving guidance and a concept sketch, but beginning task organization is not prescribed. Understand that as the operation develops, all forms of offensive and defensive maneuver within the stability operation will likely be fluidly used, as the mission, enemy forms of maneuver, friendly priorities of effort, and task organization may change. Division and Brigade Combat Team. At the request of the recently liberated Country X and Provincial City Z, the Joint Force Land Component Commanders Division 3 with Marine Regiment 11 will conduct a change of mission to operations focused on stability. Remember that although in stability operations, combinations of offense and defense, security and control are still essential. Tactical combat forces that are level 3 capable, CFM-30, from our combined arms units will continue to isolate and destroy remnant enemy armor and infantry strongpoint defenses in the city. While some irregular threats with limited peer capability remain, key to our transition to urban stability operations will be reestablishing security through subordinate commander AO governance empowerment for the repatriating civilians. Commanders will be responsible for protecting their lives and property and facilitating city control. They will also reintroduce military governance teams to address initial grievances and restore essential services. Should rioting or looting occur, allow host nation forces to attempt to control the situation first. If initial non-lethal methods and technology used do not deter, isolate, or detain key person or group drivers of instability, then, as necessary, controlled and lethal formations will be on hand to deliberately escalate force. Once security and host nation governance with military governance assistance is rated at an acceptable level by the Coalition Provisional Authority, United States DOS, USAID, and other NGOs will be permitted to deploy into appropriate civil, economic, political, and cultural spaces. Around the cities, we will manage terrain to build on our newfound air parity with a flexible airspace command and control plan, but continue fire's echelonment success by encircling the city with position areas that enable appropriate attack angles along dense urban corridors. While we do not expect any significant bypassed force remnant enemy contact over platoon size outside of the city, continuous reinforcing and hardening of positional perimeter defenses and bolstering of extant HNSF is key. Host nation local, United States Army, and Navy ships initially involved in the city's non-combatant evacuation operations will be used to repatriate at a rate of up to 10,000 civilians per week. But our stability COAs need to include a deliberate ordering of population groups by neighborhoods that have private property or business there, and a viable essential service infrastructure areas to minimize suffering. Medical units will augment host nation capabilities where most needed, but prioritize United States Force casualty treatment. Military governance teams need to establish contact with remaining local leaders, integrate with inbound repatriating leaders, and continue to use key leader engagement via civil military operations centers agreed upon and leased through contracting with the United States government. City interior units will continue to improve these building defensive positions to deter insurgent attacks and maintain standoff, but accessible to a vetted local populace, building trust through daily interaction. On D+7, after thorough operational variable and sweat MSO assessments, should insurgent or criminal activity, coalition attacks, or impasses to peace agreements present themselves, the engineer brigade should be prepared to support creation of an obstacle barrier to isolate the most significantly expected portion of irregular threats in the northeast sector of the city. With HNSF coordination, commanders may use martial law means, detain suspected criminals, use lethal force to protect United States or host nation life, prevent destruction or looting, and use curfews by neighborhood with brigade or regimental commander review and approval on an as-needed basis after informing the populace for 3 days. I expect any irregular force contact with the United States forces or HNSF to be dealt with lethally and rapidly. Marines in the southern sector will tie into division and brigade assessment groups and facilitate fleet operations to flow sustainment into the peninsula and Country X. The Coalition Provisional Authority will conduct an assessment at D+60 to facilitate local elections, and by this time, military governance teams and judge advocates general will have developed positive working relationships with re-emerging justice and security force apparatuses. Once port and fleet operations have resumed at a secure level, Marines will transition with our Organic Infantry Brigade to continue security and restoration of economic, political, justice, and cultural functions until our JFC is released. All BCTs will assess current HNSF capacity and facilitate plans for inbound security force assistance brigades that will help them build further competence and facilitate our transition from Country X. All remaining prisoners of war will need to be safeguarded and transitioned to the Joint Security Area for processing, military justice, and repatriation, subject to the peace agreement terms.